Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of Learn About World Cuisine, the show that takes you on a culinary tour around the world. Today will be nothing but fun facts about Georgian cuisine first, and then we're going to get into fun facts about the country of Georgia. Okay, so it's going to be fun facts about Georgian cuisine to start the show. And then at the end of the show, we're going to give you fun facts about the country of Georgia. Okay, let me just give you a couple pertinent facts about the country first. And then we'll talk about the food. And then we will talk about the country again of Georgia. Population of the country of Georgia as of 2022 is 3.75 million people. The country of Georgia is located in southwestern Asia, and it sits between the countries of Turkey and Russia. The country of Georgia is best known for being the birthplace of wine. And we're going to talk about the food in just a minute, but you're going to find out that wine is top-notch in the country of Georgia. And that is because it is one of the earliest known countries to produce wine. All right, let's start talking about Georgian cuisine. One of the most interesting things that I found out doing the research for this episode is that in the country of Georgia, if you're a guest at someone's home, the table will already be filled with food before you sit down. So if you're a guest in someone's home in a lot of places around the world, you sit down and then they serve you the food. In the country of Georgia, it's customary for the food to already be on the table, and you just pretty much sit down and start eating. The country of Georgia has many, many vegetarian options. So the Georgian cuisine is very vegetarian friendly. And a lot of world travelers who I read their blogs said that they were very happy to see that Georgian cuisine accommodates vegetarians. Walnuts are used in many dishes in Georgian cuisine. So a lot of world travelers were discussing that they were surprised that walnuts play a major role in the cuisine. So they a lot of advice that they gave was that if you're going to go to a restaurant, you'll be surprised how they incorporate walnuts. Most of the dishes in Georgian cuisine are on the heavy side. So, in a nutshell, if you're planning on going to a Georgian restaurant or you're in Georgia, the country, the cuisine is basically a heavy cuisine. It's not something that people that are trying to diet, it's not diet friendly. Bread, meat, and cheese are pretty much the staples in Georgian cuisine. It's a very rich cuisine. It is not a cuisine for people that are trying to diet. Wine plays a major role in just about every meal in Georgian cuisine. And we're going to talk about the wine in a few minutes. I was surprised that how prominent wine is in Georgian cuisine. Most meals in Georgian cuisine incorporate a wide variety of dishes. So a lot of the meals have a lot of different dishes. A lot of tourists say that it is very reasonably priced to eat in the country of Georgia. So it's not way expensive to travel to the country and eat. And a lot of travelers say that the cuisine in the country of Georgia is very underrated. It is delicious. Nothing but high praise from most of the travelers that have traveled to the country of Georgia. And you're going to be hearing me say the country of Georgia due to the fact that when I was promoting the show, everyone thought I was talking about the state of Georgia in the United States. So I'm talking about the country of Georgia. So I'm going to be repeating that so everyone understands it's the country of Georgia. some of the appetizers in Georgian cuisine, which I'm not going to bother pronouncing because it's way too difficult. But some of the appetizers that you will have if you're eating in Georgia or you're eating Georgian cuisine include eggplant caviar. Now, I'm not giving you the official name of the dish, but it's basically an eggplant caviar, which is basically fried and chopped eggplant. They also have fat-rolled meatballs and a dish that is very similar to lasagna. But those are some of the appetizers that are offered in Georgian cuisine. Chicken livers, mashed beans with spices. And as I said before, keep in mind, in Georgian cuisine, walnuts play a role, a major role. So a lot of people say, hey, man, I was in the country of Georgia or I was at a Georgian restaurant and I was surprised to see walnuts were in a lot of the dishes on the menu. Bread is a major component in the cuisine from the country of Georgia. And bread is usually cooked in a perfectly circular oven that is called a tone. So as we said, bread, meat, and cheese play a prominent role in the cuisine. And the bread is cooked in a circular oven called a tone. And because bread is a major component in the cuisine from the country of Georgia, there are many, many types of bread in the cuisine. And like I said, Georgian cuisine is a very hearty cuisine, okay? And it is not something that you want to eat when you're on a diet. It's a very rich cuisine. Meat, cheese, and bread play a very, very major role in the cuisine. There are also many varieties of salads in Georgian cuisine, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, a lot of world travelers were very happy to find out that the cuisine of the country of Georgia is very vegetarian friendly. So if you are a vegetarian and you want to go to a Georgian restaurant to have dinner or something of that nature, or you're going to travel to the country of Georgia, keep in mind it's very vegetarian friendly. The cuisine, there are many options for vegetarians in the cuisine. Just to name a couple, they have a tomato and cucumber salad, a spinach salad, and an asparagus salad are some of the major dishes in Georgian cuisine. As in many other countries, soup plays an important role in Georgian cuisine. Just to name a couple of the types of soups they have are mutton, peas, and chestnuts, lamb or beef soup, a tomato soup that includes poultry, and many more soups. But one of the most interesting soups that I saw in regards to Georgian cuisine is a bread soup. Now, I think a bread soup sounds delicious. So that caught my eye when I was looking. Keep in mind, a lot of my listeners around the world do not like it when I attempt to pronounce names. So I don't name, I'm just giving you the crust of what I'm talking about. So I'm not going to try to insult anyone by me trying to pronounce the specific names. So I'm just basically describing the food. Fish. I was surprised to see that fish doesn't play a major role in Georgian cuisine. But they still serve fish at a few of their restaurants. And if they're going to serve you fish, it's going to be trout, catfish, or carp. That is the main fish in the cuisine. But if you're a regular listener, I've covered 191 places around the world. Most places, seafood plays a major role, not in Georgia. Beef, lamb, goose, and duck are basically the meats that that make up Georgian cuisine. And it was interesting to see that some of the soups in the cuisine include walnuts. And like I said, I was reading a lot of World Traveler blogs. And one of the things I kept seeing over and over again is they were surprised at how walnuts are in a lot of the dishes, including the sauces in Georgian cuisine. They use a lot of nuts in their cuisine, and boiled blood sausage is in their soup section. Boiled blood sausage. Georgian cuisine uses a lot of sauces and spices. Okay? So there are a lot of sauces and spices used in the cuisine. Okay? I don't want to be repeating things. I had somebody write a comment on iTunes that I repeat a lot of things. So I'm trying not to repeat myself. But I just want to make it very clear that if you're vegetarian and you have a Georgian restaurant in your neighborhood or in your city, and or if you're traveling to the country of Georgia, it is very vegetarian friendly. The dessert dishes in Georgian cuisine mainly focus, again, on walnuts, raisins, and figs. But they have a large variety of desserts in Georgian cuisine. Okay. Now, I think the thing I want to get across to my listeners is that Georgia, some people say, is the birthplace of wine. It is definitely one of the oldest wine-producing areas in the entire world. If it's not the first wine region, it is definitely one of the first areas of the world that produced wine. Wine has been made in the country of Georgia for centuries. So I just want to make that clear. They're also known for their beer. So if you're traveling to the country of Georgia, if you have a Georgian restaurant in your area, beer and wine is what they are most known for. There are many wide varieties of beer. So if you love wine, they have top-of-the-line wine. Or if you love beer, this might be worth the trip for you. And as I mentioned on a lot of shows, traveling for food is actually a thing now. Okay, so there are many, many, many people that go on vacation or they go to areas of the world based upon the food. And the country of Georgia sounds like my type of spot because it's a very hearty cuisine where bread, cheese, and meat are major components. But I also can bring a few people that love to drink wine and beer, and that would be the perfect vacation spot. Georgian cuisine is mainly popular in the post-Soviet states. Now, I was talking about this with someone. I said, hey, I'm surprised that there aren't more restaurants that focus on the cuisine of the country of Georgia. Okay, so if you're looking to eat the cuisine of the country of Georgia, it is very popular in areas post-Soviet Union. Okay, so areas that were a part of the Soviet Union before it collapsed, they have a lot of restaurants that specialize in Georgian cuisine. Now, it is quickly becoming popular in the rest of the world. So I wouldn't be shocked if my friends in around the world have a restaurant in their area that specializes in Georgian cuisine. At one time, Georgian cuisine was mainly popular in the post-Soviet states. So it is now quickly becoming more popular in the rest of the world. Thrillist ranked Georgian cuisine fourth among Europe's best cuisines. How about that? So one of a major publication, Thrillist, ranked Georgian cuisine the fourth best among the European countries in as far as cuisine. A plate of fresh herbs is usually served to start every meal. World travelers also say that the country of Georgia is quickly becoming a very popular food and wine destination. And as I said before, it is becoming very popular around the world for people to be traveling specifically for food and wine. That is becoming a very popular thing to do. So a lot of my world travelers that are listening to this episode actually plan their trips around cuisine. And Georgia is becoming a country that people that are foodies looking for good food and wine are looking to travel to. Cooking your own meals in the country of Georgia cost just as much as going out to restaurants. So there's no savings in the country of Georgia from cooking at home. So the travelers are saying, hey, if you're going to travel to the country of Georgia, take advantage of the great restaurants. And that is because the prices at the supermarket are the same as if you were to eat out. So you might as well eat out when you go there. It is common for the restaurants in the country of Georgia to give you large portions. That's why I told you, if you're on a diet, this is not the cuisine you want to go to. World travelers say that luxury restaurants in the country of Georgia usually add a 15% tip to your bill. And they call it a service charge. So I said this before, this show is recorded in the United States, in the city of Philadelphia, and I have a lot of friends in the restaurant business who often complain, okay, that they are servers and they served large groups of people and did not get a tip. Well, a lot of countries around the world, as we have discussed, this is episode number 191, there are lots of countries around the world that add a service charge to your bill. And that way they can guarantee that's basically your tip. So in the country of Georgia, if you're going to a little more upscale restaurant, they will add 15% to your bill. And that is your tip. It's called a service charge. And they do this in a lot of countries around the world. I'm sure a lot of my friends that listen to the show around the world have that. But in the country of Georgia, if you eat at small cafes and restaurants, they do not add the service charge. And you can pretty much give whatever tip you want. But the fancier spots, a little more upper scale spots, will automatically put a 15% service charge on your bill, and that is your tip. So a lot of world travelers recommend to look at your bill to make sure if you paid that 15% or not. There is a smoking ban in public places in the country of Georgia. So just simply look for the no smoking signs. Cheese is the only inexpensive dairy product in the country of Georgia. Most dairy products are imported, and thus they are expensive. So the only reasonably priced dairy product in the country of Georgia is cheese. I want to thank everyone. We did a great job. I think we pretty much gave you an outline of the cuisine in the country of Georgia. Okay, we gave you some fun facts about the country of Georgia in the beginning. Then we talked about the cuisine. I think you all have a pretty much a good idea of the cuisine in the country of Georgia. So let's give you some fun facts about the country of Georgia itself. So we talked about the food. We touched on a couple important stats for the country in the beginning. Then we gave you pretty much a very clear outline of what the food is like. So let's talk about fun facts about the country itself. The country of Georgia, about 87% of the population consider themselves as Georgian. Okay? 87% of the population in the country of Georgia consider themselves Christian. So Christianity is the most popular religion. The government of Georgia is a unitary parliamentary republic. Okay, so that is the government structure. Georgia has been inhabited since prehistoric times. I'm going to get into that. So we are discussing the country of Georgia today. And I thought one of the most fascinating things I found out is that the country of Georgia has been inhabited since prehistoric times. I thought that was pretty interesting. The country of Georgia seceded from the Soviet Union in 1991. So the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 had the country of Georgia seceding from it. The country of Georgia was only the second country in the world to legalize marijuana. How about that? So the country of Georgia was the second country in the entire world to legalize marijuana. I thought that was fascinating. The country of Georgia is a candidate for EU membership. The first time the name Georgia is recorded as a name is in the year 1320. Wow. So the first time the name Georgia is recorded in correspondence with the country was in the year 1320. The oldest human remains. Now this I found fascinating. I want everyone to hold on to your chairs for this stat. And feel free to go to work or go to your house and brag about this to your friends and family. See if you can stump them with this trivia question. The oldest human remains ever found. They are said to be 1.8 million years old. Were found in the country of Georgia. How about that? So feel free to go to your job or go to your home and stump your friends and family with that stat. So the oldest human remains ever found were 1.8 million years old, and they were found in the country of Georgia. Mostly elderly people in the country of Georgia speak Russian still. So even though they seceded from the country of Russia, they're mostly the elderly speak Russian in the country of Georgia. They have paid elevators in the country of Georgia. I found that fascinating. So they have elevators that you have to pay to go on in the country. I never thought about charging a fee to ride an elevator, but it is a lot more convenient than the steps. So I guess if you want to ride the elevators, that's a luxury. So they're going to charge you. There are only some elevators that charge. Men are pretty much the head of everything in the country of Georgia. So the country itself, most of the leaders are men. If you are drinking and you are intoxicated in the country of Georgia, you can actually call the police and they will drive you home. I think that's a great thing. I really do. I think that's a smart idea. So if you're out and you get drunk in the country of Georgia, you can call the police and they will ride you home. I think that's a great idea. People in the country of Georgia hang their laundry everywhere. So it is very common for you to walk around the country of Georgia and find clothes hung up laundry hanging pretty much in almost every backyard. Men in the country of Georgia kiss you on the cheek as a greeting. Giving a toast is very serious in the country of Georgia. It is considered sacred. So if you're lifting your drink in regards to a toast, it is a very serious thing. It's a sacred thing. Barbecue in the country of Georgia is eaten by hand. And I'm sure a lot of people around the world listening to this episode are saying, yeah, I eat my barbecue with my hands also. The advice you get from your father in the country of Georgia is very sacred. So they have high respect for the word of their father. Some regions in the country of Georgia still practice stealing a bride. How about that? So there are areas in the country of Georgia that still practice the old stealing of the bride. So they steal brides. Everyone who goes to a funeral in the country of Georgia is expected to bring something, such as food or wine. So if you're going to a funeral, it is customary to bring something, such as food and wine. Gold mines from ancient times were found in the country of Georgia. The Georgia flag, the country of Georgia's flag, is similar to the flag of Jerusalem. So it looks similar to the flag of Jerusalem. If you are a winter lover and you are looking for a snowy location, the country of Georgia is not your spot. Snow is very rare in the country. The people of the country of Georgia are very hospitable. They're very nice people. They're very hospitable. And a lot of them call their parents by their first name. I thought that was interesting. So in the country of Georgia, if your father's name is Tom and your mother's name is Betty, it is common for you to call them Tom and Betty instead of Mom and Dad. I thought that was pretty interesting. Pope John Paul II was the first pope to visit the country of Georgia. And there has been more visits, but he was the first. Living together is considered basically being married in the country of Georgia. I thought that was interesting. So if you are living with your girlfriend or boyfriend, they pretty much consider that being married. I thought that was fascinating. The country of Georgia, the people, believe that a guest in their home is a gift from God. So like I said earlier, they go out of their way to make you happy if you visit them. So they're very hospitable. And that is because they believe that a guest in their home is a gift from God. So they take guests very seriously. Keep in mind, we're talking about, you know, it's customary for these things. I'm not saying everybody in the country does it. I'm just saying it's customary for these things. The country of Georgia has the world's deepest cave. So if you're looking for caves, they have the deepest cave in the entire world. The capital city in the country of Georgia is named... the name is translated to warm. And as I said before, this is episode number 191. And I have made horrible attempts on other shows to pronounce names. So I stopped doing that at episode 30-something. And now I just give you, the meaning of the stuff. I don't even bother trying to name the actual name. I tried that in the earlier episodes, and it went horribly. So I am not trying to pronounce any names from different areas around the world. The country of Georgia has one of the oldest Jewish communities in the entire world. Joseph Stalin was born in the country of Georgia. The country of Georgia was voted the seventh safest country in the world. So we do have a lot of world travelers that will message me through my website. And they do ask me about different locations that I cover and whether I know if they're safe to visit or not. So the country of Georgia is very safe. It's the seventh safest country in the world based upon stats. The country of Georgia has a long history of blood feuds. that was probably not the smartest thing to put after that. It's the seventh safest country in the world. And the next fun fact. Oh, it's known to have blood feuds. The country of Georgia has one of the most unique languages in the entire world. The country of Georgia is home to Europe's highest mountain range. The country of Georgia was one of the first countries to adopt Christianity. The patron saint of the country of Georgia, ironically, is Saint George. And I think the last fun fact that I found fascinating is that Christmas is celebrated in the country of Georgia on January 7th. So I think we did a great job. I think everyone should give themselves a round of applause. I think we gave you basically everything you need to know about Georgian cuisine, which is the cuisine of the country of Georgia. And I think we did a great job telling you all the fun facts about the country of Georgia itself. Now, if you're a new listener, we had 77% of our listeners last week were new listeners. So what I do is I basically take a different area around the world and I give you fun facts about the area itself and then we talk about the cuisine. Today I wanted to mix it up and I gave you fun facts about the cuisine first and then the country. But most of my episodes, 191, start off by giving you fun facts about the location. And then at the end of the show, it talks about the cuisine. Last week was one of our most downloaded weeks in the four-year history of this show. So I want to thank everyone for their support. And I want to encourage you to download the archives. Like our episode that we did last week, we did the Turks and Caicos Islands. The episode itself did not do very well, but we had a great download week. One of my top five. Because people are going to the archives and they are downloading past episodes. So I encourage you to do the same. Each episode's title has the name of the location that I cover. So it's very easy to go through the archives and pick out whatever area of the world you want to learn about. And every week, this is a show that is totally done for fun. You know, I don't do this for money. I don't make a dime. I enjoy learning about new areas around the world. And I really enjoy learning about the different cuisines around the world. So the show is totally fun. It's not a political show. Nobody's making any money. We're doing it for the fun of doing it. I enjoy doing the research. So I enjoy doing the show because I love learning the research. I love doing the research so I can learn. So if you're a regular listener, we will see you next week, next Thursday. Every week, the show is put out on a Thursday morning. So if you're one of my regular listeners, I will talk to you next Thursday. I want to thank everyone, though, because last week was one of my most downloaded weeks since I started doing the show. And we had tons of downloads in Tokyo, Japan. We had tons of downloads in Singapore. This show is listened to all around the world. In fact, America is one of my lowest downloaded areas. Most of the show is downloaded Great Britain, Singapore, Tokyo. We get downloads from all over the world. That's one of the reasons that keeps me doing the show. It is fascinating to me to see what areas of the world listen to the show. Our great friends in India support the show tremendously. We get a lot of downloads in the country of India, basically all around the world. In fact, the United States is my lowest downloaded area. Now, how can you download the show? Go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Just put in the search engine, Learn About World Cuisine, and you'll see 191 episodes. And like I said, most of my downloads last week came from the archives. So feel free to go through the archives. I've covered pretty much every area of the world. So a lot of world travelers love listening to this show to get themselves, because I always prepare you if you're going to travel to the location. So a lot of my episodes give you important information if you're going to travel to that area of the world. So feel free to subscribe to the show. I encourage everyone to give good comments on Apple iTunes. We have a negative comment on there because the lady said I repeat myself. So if you can give us, if you want to support the show, just give us a good comment on iTunes. Also subscribe to the show. But the best way to listen to the show, in my opinion, is to go to my website. It's called Philly, Philly, Restaurant Reviews with an S .com. So go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com and you can make a comment about the show on my website. The first page has a comment section. And if you go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, I have a link to all 191 episodes. So this way you can bypass the searching and all of that stuff. Just go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com and click on the link to the show, and you'll get all 192 episodes. Also, a very large percentage of people that listen to podcasts want to comment on the show. And I think the best thing to do is to go to my website, and the first page has a form that you can comment about the show. And if there's an area of the world that you're about to travel to and you want to learn about, just give me a comment. I think I've covered every area around the world. I got to be honest with you. So every location around the world I have an episode for. It's just specific places now. So now we're focused on specific places. But pretty much every location around the world I have covered. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I hope you learned a lot about the country of Georgia and Georgian cuisine. I think the most fascinating thing is that a lot of people say that Georgia, the country, is the birthplace of wine. I also thought it was interesting that the people have inhabited the country since prehistoric times. I thought that was fascinating. So, like I said, if you enjoy the show, give us a good review on iTunes. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to the show. That way you'll never miss an episode. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And as always, if it's Thursday morning, it's time for you to check your favorite podcast platform or simply go to my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, and listen to the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast. I will talk to everyone next Thursday morning.